Welcome to your daily dose of awesome. My name is Cindy Liming. I'm a mom, wife, teacher, and lover of life. I love spreading positivity and making people laugh and smile. I'm here to share how thinking and spreading awesomeness has changed my life and to give you tips on how to spread awesome into every aspect of your life. My mission is to share the importance of kindness in order to drastically change the world. If you're tired of negativity, sick of haters and complainers, and thirst for a more positive lifestyle, then this podcast is for you. Hey there, it's Cindy Liming, your host of Your Daily Dose of Awesome. Last week, I talked about seasonal depression and how I'm battling through it. And I have to say I'm much better than I was last week. It could be because I only had 2 days of work due to Thanksgiving, and I've been surrounded by family and food. It also helped that all of the Ohio professional teams won their games this week. The Cleveland Browns won, the Cleveland Cavaliers won, and Ohio State won. So that will make starting off the week a little bit better. But anyway, I feel like I've been, this episode's a little bit inspired by me being a little bit blue. So bear with me though, I've learned a lesson this week and it is a positive thing. So the awesomeness that I bring to you this week is about how to not make your child feel like a burden. I know it sounds a little negative when I say it, but I definitely learned a lesson this week, and I hope moving forward I can become a more awesome parent than I already am. I think this episode can apply to anyone who has relationships, not just only for parents. So I want to start this off by maybe asking yourself this question. Do I make my child or significant other feel like a burden? And another question to ask yourself is, has anyone ever made me feel like a burden? Well, sadly, my answer is yes and yes. And I don't ever like anyone to look at me as a burden. Unfortunately, I have felt this way. The situation is typically the same. I've had people do something for me, and they are helping me, but then they complain about it, and it really is hurtful. And sometimes I've asked for the help and sometimes not. But personally, I would rather have someone either tell me, no, I can't help you, or don't offer to help at all, because this has happened to me. I very much want to make the point to not do this to others, or so I thought. I do very much, though, try not to do this to other people, but I was definitely put in my place this past week. I have a 7-year-old daughter. I've talked about her on the show a couple times, and her name's Haley. I absolutely adore her. She is one of the many loves of my life. She's the youngest of 5, but unfortunately, she's the only child out of all of them who has never known what it's like to live with mommy and daddy in the same house. So those of you who have been divorced with kids involved, you know that there's a ton of guilt that goes along with it. For me personally, I am certain I have made parenting mistakes, such as I cave when I shouldn't, simply because of the guilt I feel. Haley wants me or needs me a lot. And honestly, after a long day of other people's kids wanting and needing me because I'm a 5th grade teacher, there isn't much left of me to give to my own children. And I have 2 other teenagers who live in the house. And then I probably should add that I have 2 other kids that live with my husband I'm their stepmom, so that we have a combined family, but we don't actually all live in the same house. So I should probably add that to this. It's a little complicated to explain. But in my own home, because my husband does live an hour away from here with his boys, but in my own home, I have Haley, and then I have two other teenagers who live in this house. And at times they do have to watch her for me, and they're actually getting better about doing it instead of being reluctant. And I do try very hard not to have them watch her. I mean, she isn't always nice to them and vice versa. Don't get me wrong, though. My kids are great. I am very fortunate to have, I think my kids are pretty awesome, but I can definitely say they are not perfect. Most of the time, I have my teenagers watch her if I have to record, simply because when she's around, she needs something. And I don't think that you guys are going to want to hear her asking for something while I'm recording. So that's mostly when I really need my teenagers to watch her. There's a fine line between her actually needing something or just simply being lazy and not wanting to do it herself. Often I think that she maybe even wants my attention because, you know, we're both at school all day or she's with her dad. And so I don't get to see her as much as other kids whose parents are still together. So sometimes I feel guilty about that because I know I miss her. So she has to be missing me too. So sometimes I just feel like she might be needy because she just simply misses me. But I know that sometimes, a lot of times, she's asking for things and she could do it herself. So, but I do have to ask myself, can she do this herself or does she really need me to do it? Like if she wants something to drink, well, she's still too little to pour things without making a big, huge mess. I've let her a time or two, but I'd rather do it. So like in that situation, if she's thirsty, she is relying upon me to get her something to drink. So I would say that like she's not being lazy when she's asking for that. But I do need to continually ask myself, you know, why is she behaving the way that she is behaving? So when she's asking for something that I know she can do, I'll admit it, it is a little bit burdensome. When my teens have friends over, which I feel bad because they rarely do, I feel like sometimes they don't have friends over because of their little sister. So if you have teens and younger siblings in the house, you know what this is like because the youngest sibling always wants to be part of the group and they don't want her to be part of the group. So they treat her like she's a burden. In their defense, I do understand that. At a certain extent, I do remember being a teenager myself and not wanting to have my little brother around. So I get it. And they want to do their own thing. But Haley also just wants to belong and is curious about the special guest that we have in the house. And her dad didn't want her dropped off early either on Thanksgiving Day because he was cleaning up for Thanksgiving. So I was just kind of feeling bad for her. I don't think any of this is malicious at all whatsoever. But in her eyes, when I look back on it, in her eyes, it seemed like to her that people just didn't want her around, including myself. So, again, I do know what it's like to feel burdensome to someone. And I don't like how that feels. It breaks my heart, and I don't want my child to feel like this. So here's where I learned my lesson. So I too had to get ready for Thanksgiving, and I was a little concerned because it was a huge production, and I really needed to get from point A to point B without having too many interruptions. And of course, Haley kept asking if she could help repeatedly, like kids do. And at first I kept telling her no, and so was everyone else. And we just kept trying to, you know, brush her out of our hair and get her to go do other things or tell her to get on her iPad. And all she wanted to do was help. And I could see it in her eyes. She was hurt. And when I looked at the situation, she was, after all, asking if she could help. I mean, how many kids in your house ask if they can help you with something? So in my house, that doesn't happen very often. So I really had to look at why she was behaving that way. And I felt awful because really all she wanted to do was be part of the group and she wanted to help. So I assessed the situation and I found a job for her. We were hanging these curtains on rods. We have dinner out in our garage for Thanksgiving and there's just more room out there. So my mom had rented these curtains so that we could hide all of my dad's garage things. But anyway, so Haley was able to put the curtains onto the rods. And all I had to do was take the time to show her. She was a little slow at first, but she was able to be included. And when she was all finished, she was beaming. And she looked around and she said, "Look, Mommy, look at that. I did all of that." And it melted my heart. So parenting is hard. And I am vowing today to really take the time to see if she is simply behaving badly and why. And many times her crime is that she just wants to be a part of everything. And my life is very, very fast paced with all the kids and a long distance relationship with my husband and two jobs. There's always something going on. There's always games that we need to go to and places that we need to be and kids that need to be driven somewhere. And there's always homework and laundry and mouths to feed. And I can just go on and on about that. But the most important thing to me really is for my children to feel loved. So yes, I will still discipline her, but I really don't want to discipline her if her crime is that she wants to be part of something. She will not be little forever. So in summary, when your child is indeed misbehaving, please discipline them. I don't like to just let kids get away with whatever, but what I want to really start working on is that I want to start taking the time to figure out why are kids acting the way they are acting. Even with this fast-paced life, it's important. It's very important to take the time to figure out where are they coming from. If they just want to be part of the group, I suggest get creative and figure out how that can happen, even if it takes a little bit of your time. They're only little ones. And if you answered yes to my initial question, have you ever felt what it's like to be a burden to someone? Then you know it stinks to feel this way. So work hard to not let others feel this way, especially your babies. So I hope this message will help you work towards having an awesome relationship with others. And as parents, we will never be perfect, but we will try our best as much as we can. So I hope this episode resonated with you somehow today. Thank you so much for listening today. If you would like to see more information about my show or anything mentioned in the show, check out my website by Googling Your Daily Dose of Awesome website. You can also send me a phone message on the Anchor app. I'm also on Instagram at Your DD of Awesome. You can also search me on Facebook as Cindy Krause Liming. Cindy is spelled C-Y-N-D-I. Krause, K-R-A-U-S-E, Liming, L-I-M-I-N-G. You can also feel free to shoot me an email at yourddofawesome@gmail.com. I'd love to connect with you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.